Good morning, everyone. Today is May 13th, Dalet Sivan. We're learning at Hilchos Pesach in the Mishnah Brura, Simen Tov Samech Zayin, Siftes. The Mechaber tells us in Simen Tov Samech Zayin, Siftes, Tavshel Shenis Bashel, V'nimsa Basu Oirim Oichitim. You cook a food, and in this food you find barley or wheat. It's one of the last things you want to find. And then the food you're making, chicken, meat, whatever it might be. What's the problem, of course? The problem is, there's liquid, and then there's the barley, there's the wheat, becomes chametz. Im nisbaku mamish, hare kol hatav shel osar. If it cracked open, as we said, if the wheat or the barley crack open, that's a simen, that's a sign of chametz, that it became chametz thick. So if it cracked open, then Hare kol hatavshel osur, the Mechaber says, the whole tavshel is osur. Vim loin is baku, mamish, but if it did not crack open, hatavshel mutter, then the food is permissible. So we have in front of us a food that we found, barley or wheat. If it cracked open, we said, if the barley or wheat cracked open, it's a simen, it's a sign that it became chametz thick. If it did not crack open, then it is permissible. Let's see the Mishnah Brura before we see the Ramah. Sif Katan Lamed Vav. In this Baku Mamish, if it cracks open. Hinei, b'gemara ika plukta le'inyan l'sisas s'oyrim b'mayim. The Gemara has, plukta is a machlekes. Just like we have the word dor haflaga, the generation of the haflaga means separation. We have, there's a machlekes in regards to Lesisa, which means soaking of the barley in the water. The yesh soivrim, shesoivrim, the lo yahavi chametz ad she yisbaku mamish. There's one opinion in the Gemara that the barley does not become chametz until it cracks open totally. She yisbaku mamish. Another opinion, the yesh shesoivrim, dimheim nefuchim kol kach, that if it's so swollen, ad she kroivin lizbakeya gam kein asurin. If it's so swollen, the barley, it puffs up, even though it didn't crack open yet, that still is a sign of chametz. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara. If it cracks open, it's chametz. Another opinion says, even if it didn't crack open yet, but it's puffed up enough, that's going to crack open, that's still a sign of chametz. V'naktina l'chumro, l'inyan l'mecha lo'isam, be'einayhu, the osur, afil nizbaku mamish. The Mishnah says we conclude like the lenient opinion, like the strict opinion rather, Chumro, the strict opinion, that even if it did not crack open yet, the barley did not crack open, but it just puffed up, that's a sign that it's chametz thick and it's aser to eat it. Aval le'inyan lesser hatamshel shenimtsu boy hagarinin, but now in regards to forbidding the food that you found let's say, a chicken, the cooked chicken, you found the barley in the chicken. Should the whole chicken become osur now? Shurak iser mashu dirabanan, naktina lekulo deino isin anshi isbaku mamish. Zeo beir das mechaber. In regards to the whole food, that's why I always like to encourage people to learn halacha. You see how much money you can save. Okay, you don't have to throw out that chicken. I'll be honest with you. Before I would have learned this, if I would have chasum had such a, I would have. Well, you know, you see a barley in your chicken, you know, you go berserk. But if this would have happened, I would have thought, of course, you throw it out. You have chametz there. The wheat's chametz stick. It cracked open, so of course you have to throw the whole food. He says no. Naktinin lekulo de'ein oisin ad shiyisbaku mamish. So if it didn't crack open totally, it just puffed up. We can still save the food. This is what the Mechaber means. The first part of Tavshel Shin Zbashel Limsa Boy So'irim Oichitim, just reading the words of the Mechaber, In Izbaku Mamish Harei Kol HaTavshel Osir. Let's see Osir. What does it mean? Sifkat Lamed Zayin. Afilu Bahano. Even to derive benefit. Even to derive benefit is Osir. What does it mean, benefit? Benefit does not mean to digest. It means even to sell it and to get profit out of it. The gam kol hakelim shnishtam shubam letav shel ze boi de cham Shayatzeledes boy asurin lishtamish behem bePesach. What about the pots? The pots and the fork and all the kalim, the utensils that a person used to cook with. Do you have to kasha them? Are they permissible? Are they not permissible? The Mishnah says they're all asur. All those kalim have to be kashered. If we're talking now, it's yatzeledes boy. It's so hot that if the hand would touch it, you have to recoil, pull your hand back. Elot sorich lahatznion ad achar Pesach. You have to set it aside until after Pesach. K'mo yinishin isbar bereish simin tof mem zayin, as we learned earlier in the beginning of simin tof mem zayin. V'nis ariv ma'at mitavshel zeh letavshel acher. Another scenario. You have the chicken, and some of that chicken got mixed up with that chicken had the barley in it that was puffing up, and then some of that got mixed up in another dish, another type of chicken, another type of food. Okay, the chicken got mixed up, let's say, with the meat. Gam oisay hatavshel aser, the meat now is also forbidden. V'chein in ishtamish boy bekaf sheheges boy bekideir zul kideir acheres ba'oider eseich gam kein neser akol. So too, if I used a spoon that I mixed the chicken with to get the gravy all over everywhere to make it taste so delicious, then I take that same spoon and I put it to mix up the gravy with the meat. So now I aser that other dish as well. Gam kein neser hakol. Why? The cave and the isura in bimashu amrin and the gam kan pilot bimashu. Since we're saying on Pesach, there's an iser, as we learned, bimashu. What does the iser mashu mean? Iser mashu means the smallest amount. Right? You can barely see what's in between my finger over here. The smallest amount is aser on Pesach. This is midrabanan from Chazal. Chazal said the smallest amount is of chametz on Pesach is aser. One of the reasons which we said for this iser is to separate us from chametz, because chametz is so severe, it carries with it an iser kares. So that's why we want to make sure we have nothing to do with the chametz. Sif katan lamed ches is under Ramah, so we're going to go now to the top of the page, the last line in the top of the page where it says Haggah. The Ramah says as follows: V'ein haminog kain. What does it mean? This is not the minog. Elo oisrim hakol b'mashehu. Afilu loy nizbaku. Even if it did not crack open, we answer everything. In other words, the Ramah is arguing on the Mechaber. The Ramah is a small little print, and he's arguing on the Mechaber that says that it's only osur if it really cracked open. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Ches, three lines on the bottom of the page. Elo oisim hakol, the Ramah says we osur everything. Hainu hatavshil v'gam kol hakelim shenishtamshu ala hatavshil. We osur the tavshil, the food, v'gam kol hakelim, all the kelim that were used with this food. Just like the Mechaber said when it cracks open. However, the Ramah is saying, even if it didn't crack open, we'll still aser, even if it didn't crack open. The Taz, it was one of the Achreinim in the Shulchan Aruch, he says that the Osra Tavshul Af Bahano, this food is even forbidden to derive benefit from it. Achen Hachok Yaakov, another one of the Achreinim in the Shulchan Aruch, Void Kama Achreinim, others as well, his scheme of the Bemakim Hefsed Meruba, Yishlismoich Lahater Al Kopanim Bahana. That if there's a case of a Hefsed Meruba, Hefsed Meruba means a great loss, financial loss. Person has this mistake in front of him. And let's be serious now, you know, sometimes a piece of meat could be, I don't know, $45, right? Easy. Depends where you buy it, $60, the same piece of meat. Okay? We'll stop there. Yeah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that if there's a Hefsed Merubah, a great loss, a possible great loss, so it can be Mutter Bahana, and you can sell this $50, $60 piece of meat to the non-Jew. Yes? Sifkod and Lamites, Afila loy nisbaku. The Ramah says, even if it did not crack open, says the Mishnah Brura, Midisosam haramah, since the Ramah just says it didn't crack open, Mashma deloy mechalkinon bein imhi kroivali bkua oiloy. The Ramah is not differentiating in the Mishnah Brura now. The Ramah is not differentiating between whether or not it cracked open or is close to cracking open. Mishum de'ein on the bikin baze. You know why? We're not experts. How do you define cracked open? So what a person will say is cracked open means it cracked open. No, it could be cracked open means even if it doesn't look like it's cracked open, halachically that's what it means cracked open. So since we're not experts in how to define bikua, cracked open or not, the Rama is saying it's also across the board. Mishum de'ein on the bikin baze, mikol mokoy meskimu kam achreinim. Nonetheless, the achreinim agree, the alkoponim, now, in order to aser it, it has to be at least soft. Rach, it has to be at least soft. Because if it did not become soft, even if you found this barley in the hot water, in the hot food, but if it's not soft, we're not going to forbid it. We just take out that barley. Furthermore, the Achronim write, even if you find three kernels, that did not become soft. We don't say, we don't say, you know what, maybe there are more kernels that we didn't see. I found three. Three is usually we call a chazaka. Three means that there's a status quo, that it's, there's a problem here now. Maybe I would say that. No. If you found three that are still soft, that did not crack open, we're not going to say, oh, you know what? Maybe I'll find more somewhere else. We don't have to go so far to say that. So what do we do? Says the Mechaber, just turning the back to read the words, V'oysam chitim, just those two words, V'oysam chitim, and those wheat, or the barley, Sarfim oysam, we burn them. Why Sarfim oysam? Says the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Mem, Ein l'el simen tofnem vav sif aleph. Why do we burn them? Okay, so you'll have a little homework to do over there. Let's just review. Cholamite. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you set it aside. Right, good point. So let's just review sif tes. In sif tes, we're discussing if you have a food, chicken, that you found in the chicken, wheat or barley, if it cracked open, the whole thing's awesome. Everyone agrees the whole thing's awesome. I'm sorry? Well, Hakol Modim, everyone agrees if it's cracked open, then Kol HaTavshel Zasur. Okay? And now, if it is just soft, but it didn't crack open, that's where you have Machlaikis. That's where there's Machlaikis. The Mechaber will say we could be lenient according to one opinion. If it didn't crack open, the Ramah, B'nei Ashkenaz will say it's all the minig is to answer it even if it did not crack open. Okay, it just swelled up, it puffed up. And then what do you do with this? So this chit masorim, you burn it. Okay, let's move right along to Sif Yud. Mechaber says in Sif Yud on the top of the page, Tarnagoyles Muvusheles Shnimso Bab Pesach Chita Muvukas. You cook a chicken, and you find inside, shenim sabah, inside this chicken, chita muvukas, wheat kernel, which is cracked open. Mutar lemachra le'en Yehudi, you can sell it to a non-Jew. If you buy before, well, yeah. Well, let's see over here what he says. Well, let's see the whole mechaber, and then we'll take the mishnah. We'll get everything clear. Okay. So he says like this. Once again, tanegoyles muvushelish and nimsabah bepesach chitim muvukas. You cook a chicken, and you find in it a wheat kernel which is cracked open. Motel lemacher leini yehudi she'enanim keres yoyser biyoyke b'shvil hachita shenimseis yubesoicha. Why are you permitted to sell it to the guy, to the non-Jew? Because you are not deriving any more benefit from this chicken because it was cooked with a wheat kernel. In other words, the value of this chicken is not enhanced. There's not anything better because of a wheat kernel. What does it mean it's not enhanced? You cannot derive benefit from Chametz and Pesach. We're talking here on Pesach. On Pesach. You cannot derive benefit from Chametz and Pesach. If I have a wheat kernel in my chicken, did it enhance my chicken? It didn't make it taste any better. You know, he's not going crazy because, oh, a wheat kernel chicken. Never heard of such in my life, but he didn't go crazy because of it. So, since you are not deriving any, you're not getting more money out of it, you're not going to charge him more because there's a wheat kernel inside, so you can sell to him, Shadenim keres yoyser b'yoyke, that's what these words mean. It's not sold with a greater value, b'shvil achita sh'nimses b'soicha, because of the chita which was found inside of it. Let's see the Mishnah Sif Katan Mem Aleph. Motul Machr L'Nachr, you can sell it to the guy. Acharei Sheheisir Achita Mimeno, after first you remove this wheat kernel. V'loi Nishar Elo Tam HaChametz Sheflita Achita B'tayin HaGoylas. What's left, what's remaining is the taste of the Chametz Sheflita Achita B'tayin HaGoylas, that this wheat gave off into the chicken. V'loi Yashhena B'beisai Dilma Asil Meichola. Don't keep it in your house. You know why? You might forget. You might come to eat it. You might not realize which is, the chicken that's allowed, the chicken's not allowed, the chickens all look the same. And you might come to eat it, so don't keep it in your house. Back on top of the page, the Ramah says, Hagah, uv medinois elu noigin lisreif hakol, the minig is to burn everything. Says the Mishnah Brura, commenting on the Ramah, Sifkot and Membei is in the bottom, Medinos Elu, Vamakam Shayish Hefsid Meruba Mu'oid, Hiskimu Achrainim, Lahokil Kedas and Mechaber. In the case where there's a Hefsid Meruba, a tremendous loss, the Achrainim agree to be lenient, like the words of the Mechaber, Kemoisha Kasavdi, Lael, Bereish Simin, Tof Mem Zain. Okay, now, let's go back in the top, Mechaber, going up and down, get a little exercise today. Mechaber says back on top, "V'nimtzes b'yom shminish al Pesach." What happens if you find this wheat kernel inside your chicken on the eighth day of Pesach? What's so great about the eighth day of Pesach? It's the Rabbanon. The eighth day of Pesach is more lenient. It's the Rabbanon. Mutla hashoisa ad achar Pesach. You can keep it around mutla hashoisa until after Pesach. Okay. Sifkotten Mem Gimel. Bim Nimseis. If you find a sweet kernel, Hainu. Afilo Nasa Taruvis Mikoidim Yamishmini. Even if you find this mixture before the eighth day. So on the seventh day, I find the wheat kernel in a chicken. Now it's the eighth day. I can keep it around. Vuadin, I'm Mutala Shayusa, Vuadin, Afim Avar Vishaw Adyoim Zah. Furthermore, let's say a person was lax and he kept it around. He didn't take care of it. He should have got rid of this wheat kernel with the chicken. He kept it around to the eighth day. He still, in Avar, Bishaw, he still can keep it around. Mutal HaShoyisa, Sifkot Mem Dalid. Mishum Davi Safik Yomtov, Safik Chol. Because it's a doubt, this eighth day, is it Yomtov today or is it a weekday? V'taroivis mashu havi derabonon. A mixture, when this chita is in the mixture of with the chicken, it's a mashu of derabonon. It's derabonon, like we said. Okay? It's less on the totem pole of chumra. Ulachein mikilinon lahashoiso ad achar Pesach. We're lenient to keep it around until after Pesach. V'oz muta afilu b'achila. After Pesach, is there some chametz? I hope not. We're eating chametz every day, right? So you can keep it around until after Pesach and then eat it. V'yesh oimrim she'af b'shvi shal Pesach im nimsa chita b'kua b'tavshal b'tayin goylus. There's an opinion that says even if you find this chita, which is cracked open in the food of the chicken, koifa aleim kli ad moitza yomtiv, covered up with the kli, as Rav Joel pointed out, he covered up. Vaz, and the reason why he covered it this way, you won't come to eat it. Vaz oichla tavshol oya tainagoylis is soifas achita. Then you will eat this, the tavshol or the tainagoylis, and you burn up the chita. The chita is chametz. You have to get rid of it even after Pesach. Uvomakme hesed yeshlis moichalzeh. In the case of hesed, you can rely on this opinion to keep it around. Vaden leinyon noisin tam lefgam. In regards to giving off the taste, lefgam, we mentioned earlier, is a bad taste. It gives off a bad taste. Af da'onu machmirin bepesach, k'mavor b'simen tafim zayin, even though we're machmir, in regards to this concept of noisin tam lefgam, that it's still problematic if it gives off a taste, even if it's a bad taste. Mikol mokoy mutal ashoy, so you can still keep in your possession. Av b'chametz gomor, da'osu mid'raisa, but if you have a real 100% bona fide chametz, which is an Isser Deraisa, Avram Gedalia. Okay? Even on the last day of Pesach, I cannot keep around Chametz Gomer. So, this halacha we're discussing here, the leniency, is because we're saying only when it's a Derabanan, then I can keep around. I've got Chametz Gomer, real Chametz, I have to get rid of it. We'll stop here.